The International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation present The Rum Runners, a comedy series written by author Norman Creighton about the rum goings-on in Canada's maritime provinces during the bad or good old days of Prohibition, depending on how you look at it. The hero or arch-villain of the series, again, depending on your viewpoint, is Inspector John McMulloch of the Revenue Department, whose vital task is to stamp out drinking, and the smugglers, who made a business and profit out of encouraging a wee dram at literally any cost. Now, here is the case of the swoosh with Inspector McMulloch.
I'd like you to listen to a very unusual phenomenon, something you seldom hear these days, the quiet of the countryside. No motor cars, no tractors, no bulldozers, backhoes, or blaring transistor radios. Just life as nature placed it on this earth. How beautiful it is, really. Especially when you find it in such an enchanting place as Prince Edward Island. And you know, back in the 20s, when I was chasing the rum runners, all these noises we've grown accustomed to were largely unknown. And Prince Edward Island, cradled in the blue waters of the Gulf, enjoyed a special immunity. Serene, unhurried, surrounded by their verdant, rolling potato fields, the islanders experienced none of the strains and distractions that beset us today. It was a peaceful life, untroubled, no problems.
Ma, look, one of the little pigs has a black nose. Look. Oh, life's sake, child, get that pig out of my parlor. His nose is black, too.
Take it back to the barn.
And his tail's black, too, see?
I told you to take it back to its
mother. The parlor is no fit place for little pigs, and I've just finished dusting. Oh, I must straighten that antimacassar.
I want to show them to all the people when they come this afternoon.
Babe, they are not coming here to see a little pig. Now, please, show a little sense of what is right and proper.
Can't I show them to Mrs. McKay?
No.
Oh, Ma, he's so cuddly.
You are not bringing a pig to the party this afternoon.
But he'll liven things up.
I know he will.
That bunch of old hens. They never talk about anything interesting.
I beg your pardon. What did you say just then, young lady?
It's going to be so awful dull. They're all so old.
It looks to me as if it's time you learn to behave yourself like a grown-up, civilized human being, and this afternoon would be a very good chance to start practicing. And what about the butter? Have you finished churning?
I'll do it.
The sandwiches are to be made with fresh butter. Now, remember, fresh butter. None of that rancid butter out of the crock. This is a very special occasion. Did you finish polishing the silver spoons?
Yeah, they're all laid out on the sideboard.
Good.
I still think he livened things up.
Oh, now, who is this calling? Now, babe, take that little pig out to the barn.
Okay.
And when you go through the kitchen, peek into the oven, will you, and see if the cake's done? Yes, Grampy, what is it? The reporters haven't come yet, Grampy. Just you be patient now. Yes, hello. Oh, Reverend Simpson, I'm so glad you called. Yes, that's right. He's celebrating his 100th birthday. Isn't it wonderful? We are so proud. Just a minute, Reverend Simpson. What is it, Grampy? Not yet, Grampy, not yet. They'll be here. Reverend Simpson, I hope you'll excuse the interruption. I was just telling... Oh, you heard me. Yes, we are having a big cake, and the girls from the Institute have a surprise for him. And there'll be a delegation from Division, and many of his old friends from the Lodge, of course. And then, We are also expecting a visit from the Van Boskirks. You know the Van Boskirks of Charlottetown? They're quite close friends of the Lieutenant Governor. Well, I hope you do. And please ask Mrs. Simpson to come, too. Thank you, Reverend Simpson. I'll surely tell him. Goodbye for now. Yes, Grampy.
Who is that, Carla?
Reverend Mr. Simpson.
Oh, the party's not here yet.
Not yet, they'll be along. Don't you tire yourself now.
Where's my present?
We have several presents for you. Oh. Lots of them. Look.
We'll be
over here on the side.
Till I get a look-see.
Lots of parcels. All tied up in white tissue paper and pink ribbon for you to open.
My present.
Right there in front of you. All these.
I don't see it.
Don't see what, dear?
There's no bottle here.
Bottle?
I don't see any rum.
Oh, now, Grampy, you didn't think we were going to give you
this
rum.
This is my birthday. I am 100 years old.
I know you are, dear.
And
we're very proud.
You said today I could have anything I wanted for supper.
Yes.
Well, I want some rum.
Oh, but Grampy, we can't let you have rum.
Why not?
Because.
Don't you think a man deserves something? Forgetting to be 100?
Of course, dear, but...
Some pretty hard times.
Yes, I know.
No, you don't know.
Yes,
you don't know anything about it.
Yes, well,
the
now...
The way I've had to get down and scratch gravel when I was young...
You wouldn't believe...
We were so poor when I was growing.
Now, Grampy, look at this parcel. Open this one.
You have no idea.
Yes, well,
We were the poorest people in the whole...
Look at this parcel,
you
Grampy.
You don't know anything about hard times.
Oh.
In our home, it was poverty on top of... Poverty.
Yes, well, now, Grampy, please, let's talk about something else.
That's what we had to live on all one winter. Nothing but potatoes and beans.
Oh, Grampy, when the company gets
now
here
and
this
then,
afternoon, I wish you wouldn't
carry.
Talk about how
Not
you were
often,
so...
just once in a while. Oh, what I've gone through to get to be 100. And now... Now you won't let me have a drink.
You don't want that old rum. It'll only make you sick.
It will not. It will not.
It's not good for you. And besides, it's not legal. We can't buy you any rum.
Get me a bottle if you want.
It would be breaking the law. We have prohibition in this country. No one's allowed to drink.
For the past 10 years.
Well, it's the truth.
Every birthday. You wouldn't give me anything on my 98th birthday.
Oh.
Or my 99th birthday. What's the good of getting to be 100 if you can't have
What's
a little
here?
Drink?
What's the matter, Grampy?
You won't give me a drink.
Oh, I'll get you a drink, Gramp. Would you like me to bring the bucket in from the well?
No.
You can drink it right out of the dipper.
You're just as bad as she is. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going back to my room. And I won't come out either.
What's this all about?
Oh, he wants some rum and he's not getting it.
Now, dear, a little rum wouldn't hurt him.
Otis, I'll not have it. I'm just not going to have it. If your grandfather gets to drinking, he'll ruin everything. I know how he prattles on once he's had a drink. I can hear him talking to those reporters about having to subsist on potatoes and beans.
Well, that's true, Lottie.
Now, don't you start in. And, Otis, for goodness sake, change your clothes. That pair of overalls looks like old boots.
I can't come to the party till after I've fed the cow.
Oh, is that someone coming into the yard?
Well, there's no one there.
Oh, it's not the Van Boskirks.
No, it isn't the Van Boskirks, dear. And what if it is? They're only people.
Oh, yes. Now promise to be nice to them when they come, please. The Van Boskirks are a lot more than just people. They're our passport to something like social recognition. They're friends of the Lieutenant Governor.
Suppose they are.
Now listen, I've worked hard for this. You don't know how long it's taken me to get somewhere here on the island. 30 years, ever since I came here as a bride from Moncton, New Brunswick, and I'm still not accepted as an islander.
You married me, dear. Isn't that being accepted?
There's only one way I can prove that I'm socially accepted. And that is being invited to attend one of those soirees at Government House. And this time, I'm going to make it. I don't want your grandfather drinking. Not one drop. Today, I'm going to get somewhere socially on this island. And don't you go and spoil everything.
Fendi can't have no fun at all anymore. Get a little foisty going for you. What's that? Here. Oh, is that you, babe?
Why are you sitting here in your room like this all by yourself?
Oh.
Why aren't you out looking at your presents?
Because I'm staying in here.
Look, I brought you something.
What?
One of Twinkie's kittens.
Here,
I'll put him in your lap so you can stroke him.
Yeah. How many she have this time?
Three.
Yeah.
Know where she's got them? In under that haystack in the barnyard. Look, his nose is pink and so are his toes, see?
And his eyes open. He can bite, too.
Grampy, all the guests will be here pretty soon. Aren't you coming out to meet them?
What's the good of a party like that? Hey, lots of old roasters drinking tea. That's no party.
Guess it will be kind of dull.
Your mother, she wants you to be one of those society shindigs.
Yeah.
With the best linen nappies. People sitting around holding on to hats. Little cup and saucer wiggling on their knees. Half afraid to coffee.
If Mom would only let me bring one of the little pigs in. That'd get them
be
going.
Better than drinking tea.
Oh, but she won't.
There you go. Nobody lets you have any fun in your world. You get a chance at a little sunshine, and somebody's always waiting, dragging behind a spruce tree under a dark cloud when it's raining. That way, all through life.
Grampy, are you really 100 years old?
Yeah. Born 1800. And 30.
Oh.
I was in Charlottetown the day the Fathers of Confederation rowed ashore from their ship out there in the harbor in a little dory. I saw them with my own eyes.
Really?
Of course, I didn't know who they were. Just some big wigs, you know, coming to Charlottetown. Yeah. Nobody bothered about them very much. Because there was a traveling circus in town that day.
Oh.
I remember that circus. It was a wonderful circus. Guess we was more interested in the circus than we was in the Fathers of Confederation.
Well, circuses must be a lot of fun.
Elephants and kangaroos and hippopotamuses.
That's what we need for your party. Some animals. Like that little pig, and do you think she'd let me bring in one of Twinkie's kittens?
I don't.
You know, cats is funny things.
Yeah.
You'd think Twinkie'd have her kittens in the house where it's nice and warm, but she went underneath that haystack, and I found them on top of a little keg.
Yeah.
Crazy place to have kittens, yeah. Under a haystack.
Yeah. What you say, child? A keg?
Yeah.
A keg?
Yeah.
Keg?
Yeah, a keg.
Hidden under.
Just a little keg, about so big.
Anything printed on it?
Well, there's only one word I could make out.
Yeah?
Said Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
And it's empty.
No, it seems to be full of water or something. You can
water.
Hear it splashing around inside.
Water?
Yeah.
Water from Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Babe. You don't know what you've uncovered.
Yeah.
You are going to make my birthday the happiest day.
Well, how's that,
Grumpy? I want you to do something for me.
What?
Give me. Listen carefully. You take that little keg,
yeah,
and put it on the wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And wheel it across the yard to the tool shed.
Yeah.
And get a hammer,
mm-hmm,
and see if you can drive in the bung, and then get some of that water that's inside there and bring some of it into me.
All right.
But don't let your mother see it.
No, I won't.
It's just a secret between the two of us.
Yes.
It's just a little birthday secret, and nobody else knows a thing about it but us.
Finished ironing your father's shirt. Now, babe, if you're through with the churning, I'd like you to... Babe? Where's she gone to?
You down the cellar?
Whereabouts has that child gone to? Grampy, have you seen Babe around?
Babe?
Yes.
Well, she brought kitten in to show me just now.
Oh?
I think she took it back to its mother.
She hasn't taken the butter off? I don't know if she's even finished churning. Let's see what it looks like. It hasn't quite come yet.
Anything I can do to help?
No. Don't tire yourself, Grampy.
All right. Feeling real chipper today.
Now that's lots more like my birthday,
no
boy.
Need go looking for Babe. I can do the churning.
Well, you are feeling good today.
Just wheel myself in next to churn here. I still got much of it in the whole arm of mine, you know.
Oh, that's a good boy.
Lottie, you want some more kindling?
Kindling? No, there's plenty of kindling in the wood box.
Now, here's a shirt. I just finished ironing. It's your best white shirt with the cufflinks. And soon as I iron the collar, I'll take it upstairs.
Lottie, do I have to wear those high collars? They hurt my neck.
You can stand it for one afternoon.
You put in too much starch. It sticks into my chin.
Keeps your head up. If we're ever to get into society, you'll just have to get used to wearing a starched collar. Now, that's all there is to it.
Wretched things.
Now, don't you dare appear at the party without your collar on. Is that someone coming into the yard?
I don't see anyone.
I thought I heard a car turning in the driveway.
Just Babe out there fooling around that... Now, what's she doing around that haystack? I told her to keep away from there.
There's kittens out there under the haystack, that's all. Just kittens.
Well, what's she doing with that little keg on the wheelbarrow?
Little keg? Where?
Otis, where did that keg come from?
I don't know, dear.
It's just kittens is all. Now, come away from the window. Hey, nothing.
Otis, look. Look who's driven into the yard. A man in some sort of uniform. Is that a policeman?
Oh,
what's mercy. Going on out there?
It's only kittens, Lottie. Nothing's going on. Just kittens.
It's more than kittens. Otis, go out and see what that man is doing.
Yes, dear.
Ask him what he... Otis, whereabouts are you? Now, where's he running off upstairs? I want to know what's going on out there. Yes? Come in.
Excuse me.
Yes? Who is it?
I don't usually enter people's houses carrying a keg of rum, but under the circumstances...
Did you say rum?
Yes, madam. Rum. Jamaica rum.
Oh! I did the best I could, but he came along and took it away from me.
Babe! Grampy, what have you been up to?
Well, madam, I think perhaps I should introduce myself. I'm from the Department of National Revenue.
Yes?
Well, a few days ago, one of our revenue cutters was on the tail of a rum boat in St. Pierre. Now, we chased her in here, right into the bay. But before we could board her, she threw her cargo overboard and the kegs drifted ashore. Some of them onto your beach.
Oh, my God. Goody gracious.
Well, now, please understand me. I'm not bringing any charge against you. We don't know who hid this keg out there under the haystack.
I think I do.
Well, be that as it may, madam, I happened to be driving by and noticed a little girl here lifting this keg onto the wheelbarrow. And my job now is simply to smash the head in.
And empty the contents down your kitchen sink. No.
Have you a hammer, please?
There's an axe over here.
You're not going to empty it, all of it.
Oh, yes, every last drop.
You couldn't. Couldn't I fill up this glass?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, how about this egg cup?
No.
You are being very cruel.
Here, Inspector. Here's the axe.
Thank you.
Proceed to your duty, Inspector.
I intend to, if you'll just stand aside.
Grampy, you know rum's against the law.
Now to empty it into your sink. Don't want to spill it on your floor.
Spill it.
Officer, spill it. I'm so glad you got here when you did. You have no idea how grateful I am.
Well, it's all in a day's work, madam. Trying to keep the country dry and law-abiding.
Oh, dear. Is that someone turning in the driveway? I hope it isn't the Van Boskers. Officer, will you excuse me, please? I'm expecting someone.
Certainly. Well, that's that.
I'm sorry,
Grampy. And as for you, little girl, I'm assuming that you were unaware of the contents of this cage?
I knew what was inside.
You did?
It's water from Jamaica.
Water? Now, who told you that?
And I think you're the meanest man I ever saw. Stealing that water away from Grampy when he needed a drink so bad.
Well, I'm only doing my duty, young lady.
Well, I just hope somebody does their duty to you when you get to be 100.
Is your grandfather 100 years old?
This is his birthday.
It's my birthday.
100 years old. Well, a very happy birthday to you, sir.
Boy, you've been a big help, you and your axe.
Well, now, you must understand, I'm only carrying out government orders. I didn't realize. 100 years old.
Good rum down the kitchen sink.
Yes, well, I am leaving you the empty cage.
Not a good that is.
Well, now, did you ever hear tell of swoosh?
Swoosh?
Yes, swoosh.
What's that supposed to be?
Well,
it's the past participle of swish. Now, you ask your Grampy if he knows what it is.
Well, now I must be going. A happy birthday to you, sir.
Yes.
A very happy birthday to you. And may you have many more.
Get out.
Grampy.
Get out.
Grampy, did you ever hear tell of...
Always
swoosh?
Somebody waiting to spoil the fun.
Do you know what swoosh is?
Hey.
Swoosh. Has
swoosh
something to do with swish.
Swoosh. Of course.
What?
Of course. He left the empty keg.
What?
Hurry,
what's
hurry. Before your mother gets back, bring the tea kettle.
Yes.
Bring the tea kettle. Is the water hot? Hey, well, bring it. That's fine, then. Pour that boiling water into this keg.
All right.
Come on, now. Oh, careful. Don't spill down. That's it. All of it now. Now, switch it around like this.
Yeah?
That's it.
What's it supposed to do?
It's making swoosh. That's what it's doing.
Oh.
Now, hey, let me put my finger in. Taste it.
What's it taste like?
It's better than the straight stuff. It's even stronger than what was in the barrel.
Oh, shit.
The best part is right in the wood. And it'll make almost a gallon.
Oh.
Is that your mother coming?
Oh, I don't know.
We've got to hide it somewhere before she comes.
Well, where?
Where we put it. Where we put it.
I know
where we put it. Into the churn.
Oh, is it?
Quick, empty it in the churn. Wait till I get the cover up.
Well, I empty it right in on top of the buttermilk and the butter and everything.
Right on top. Yeah. Come on, hurry up before she comes.
Okay.
Careful.
Oh.
Let's get the cover back on. Be careful here. Oh, there. Now, that should make a wonderful butter.
You better not let her taste it.
It won't be safe now. Just needs to be churned.
Officer?
It's safe
I'd like
now.
To thank you again. Oh, where's the officer?
He lives.
Yes. Oh. A fine man, too. He got to admire these coming men. When they carry out their duty like that.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about it, Grampy.
I do. I feel real good about it now that it's all over and done.
Well, we'll just try to forget it ever happened and have a happy birthday.
That's exactly the way I feel, too.
Well, how's the butter coming?
Fine. Just fine. Been churning away.
Must be almost done.
Yeah. And it's the best butter, and the best butter milk that was ever made on this farm.
Oh.
And this is my birthday. I'm claiming the whole thing for myself.
Now, Grampy, you can't take a whole big crock full of butter.
You'll be surprised at what
I can do. Well, if you think you can.
And nobody else. It's going to get a drop of it.
Next thing is the sandwiches.
I'll make some, Mom. You can go and get dressed.
Well, remember now, put lots of fresh butter on, won't you? I want those sandwiches to be extra good.
I'll put lots of butter on.
Yeah, I'll see to that, Lottie. Plenty of good, fresh butter.
You know, I'd almost swear there was something going on here between you two. But I just can't seem to put my finger on it.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. I am celebrating my 100th birthday, and she's gonna be a Lulu. She's gonna be a humdinger.
That was The Case of the Swoosh, another episode in the series The Rum Runners, written by Norman Creighton. Inspector McMulloch was played by Bill Fulton, who also played Grampy. Flora Montgomery played both Lottie and her daughter, Babe. Otis was played by Ron Hastings, and the second revenue man by Bruce Armstrong. The musical score was arranged and conducted by David Woods. The Rum Runners comedy series was directed for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation by Peter Duncan and produced by Ellen Yates of the CBC International Service in Montreal.